Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's that time of week where we talk about iPhone photography all of the time, and the points don't matter. That's
the what?
I got nothing.
Oh, okay.
That was a little pull from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Remember that show with
Jim Carrey? Yeah, yeah.
That they themselves took from some British TV show?
All the shows are taken from British TV shows.
This one was taken, like, they went to the nth degree. They actually took the cast members, and they actually took the set, too.
Nice.
And they just replaced the host with Drew Carey, which I have to say was a huge mistake, since I really don't like him.
What's wrong with Drew Carey?
He's okay, but he's just... an improv guy, he is not. So, anyway, I'm Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And this week, we are bringing you all sorts of iPhone photography goodness, starting with some news, if I could find my news bit here. All right, here we go.
News team, assemble!
So I think let's start with the easiest bit. Instagram makes an update, and to some it might be a small update, but to me it's a pretty big one, and that is that you can now share your videos, crop them and all that stuff from your camera roll. You don't have to take a video using the Instagram. Whoa, Freudian slip there. You don't have to take your video with Instagram anymore. You can take it with your favorite app and then import it into Instagram, kind of like you do with some photography. So I got to say, this is a big thing because I hated using their app. I hate using their app for any kind of photography recording, let alone video. So to me, this is very, very good. What do you guys think?
I was pretty psyched about the update. Not because I don't like to use the Instagram app. Like, I don't have anything against using the Instagram app to record video. But for me, it's, I don't know, I guess when I'm shooting video, most of the time I'm not thinking about, oh, I just want to get 15 seconds or less. I'm just kind of recording, you know, a moment, however long it happens to be. So, and then I might not be somewhere, you know, where I can upload it right away.
Right.
So it kind of bugs me to just have like something sitting in Instagram on a screen, like waiting, you know, for me to be on Wi-Fi or 4G or whatever, so I could upload it. So
that's one of the issues I had with our trip to the White Mountains. Remember I did that, hey, we made it to the waterfall bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had no signal up there, so I had to keep Instagram on and chew away at my battery until we got into some signal, and then I was able to finally upload.
Yeah, you know, I don't particularly care for that, you know. So I don't do a lot of video. I think by now everybody's well aware of that. But you know, after I downloaded the update yesterday, one of the first things that I did was upload a video, which conveniently enough I also shot during our trip to the White Mountains.
Yes.
I just wanted to test it out, and I don't really do anything with videos usually when I shoot them. I just kind of have them, and so it was nice to be able to have a convenient way to share it, but kind of do it on, I don't know, like my terms, I guess, not on Instagram's.
Right. Joe, what do you think?
Well, I was looking forward to this, not so much, you know, because I was going to go, woohoo, I'm going to put a bunch of videos on Instagram.
Don't lie.
Actually, yeah. But the bummer was is that I've taken all my videos off of my phone.
Yes, me too.
Or else I would have at least had something, because I did not like the I don't like taking pictures with Instagram, and I don't like taking video with Instagram. It's just
– right.
It drives me nuts. So this is a big plus for me.
Yeah. I mean, I just did it literally yesterday. I cleaned off my phone.
Well, that'll teach you.
I know, right? But anyway, I'm looking forward to this. I've been doing more and more with video, and so I'm going to give this a happy test drive once I actually come up with more videos. So, very cool. Awesome news on the Instagram side. And the other bit of news that we have is YouTube founders take aim at Vine and Instagram. This is a bit that we got off of Yahoo News. And I guess they're trying to create a new app that does exactly what Vine and Instagram do, that they in turn copied from other things that were less popular from before.
Yeah, I have absolutely no desire to pick this app up.
Now, is this app available?
Apparently.
All right, hang on. You keep talking. I'm going to go into the App Store.
Yeah, the co-founders of YouTube, it makes sense that they would do something like this, but it's almost like a Johnny-come-lately, you know, and I don't... If I'm going to do video, I only want to do video in one place. I don't want to have to worry about three different applications of posting videos. To me, it's like overkill. So I guess this would be for somebody who got really mad at Vine and Instagram and decided, oh, I'm going to quit my accounts. I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, they'll probably get those people, but then they'll end up quitting that and going somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. I think it's still wild frontier because on the one hand, you have Instagram that has a ton of people. You have Vine that has Will Sasso. Mm-hmm. Wow, that joke fell flat. And then you have this app. So, I don't know.
Well, the only thing I can think of...
Seriously? You guys don't know who Will Sasso is?
I do. He's from In Living Color.
Mad TV.
Mad TV. Same difference.
It really is.
He is funny, I do have to say. The only thing I can think of that would cause me to want to, actually not really. I want an app where I can edit video, splice it all together, add voiceover stuff, do all that type of stuff, and have it in one app. I don't want to have three different apps. I don't want to have to post something, you know, to a to some sort of a sharing site. I just want an app that can edit video.
Yeah. All right. So I got it. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I tried to start this stupid thing and I don't know how. All right. I get it. All right. My videos. Featured, all right. Can I actually start using this? It looks like I can do it sideways and landscape and portrait. So that's a plus. And then you just hold down the button, record. See, here's my microphone. It's all right.
Can you do any editing? It says users can not only play with editing software to alter with their own videos, they can remix videos already on the service. I don't know.
I'm going to give this one I'll play with this more. Because on the one hand, it seems stupid, but it looks like it might actually have potential too. Okay. I can't decide yet. I don't know how you delete a photo. that's how. Delete project. Oh, yeah. We'll see. Yeah. So I think, but we're pretty much all in agreement that it seems like very quickly this is becoming a very crowded space.
Yes, yeah. I think that's the best way to put it.
Everybody here? Can everybody hear?
I'm here. Did I drop off?
No. Just wanted to make sure. I think we took a moment of silence to contemplate how crowded the space actually was. And is this actually what's happening? Is this what world we're living in now, that everybody's fighting over 15 seconds? And the answer is yes. Yes, they are. Except for Vine. They're not looking for that much time. Apparently it's too much. So, anyway, moving on. I can delete that. All right, couple news on this front. Nokia creates another parody ad for commercials. They're basically claiming that their camera is in every way better than the iPhone 5. And the other bit of news, Nokia is actually pronounced Nokia. I think that second bit is the most important news.
The guy in the video, this is Nokia.
This is Nokia.
I'm like, seriously? Is this like Jaguar? You know, the British version of Jaguar?
Yeah. And then in Japan you have, or any place other than America, it's Nikon instead of Nikon.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's Canon instead of Canon. It's a lot of crazy things. Now, is this ad for the United States? I think that's the biggest question. Because that might explain the whole Nokia thing.
Oh.
It doesn't say in the ad. Basically, we're looking at this from 9 to 5 Mac. But going back to the part that's not about Nokia, basically, they're making comparisons between their camera and the iPhone 5. And in every shape, form, whether it's nighttime, daytime, video, it's essentially killing the iPhone 5. I gotta say,
yeah, but this is their ad.
This is their ad.
This isn't a third party,
right? I mean, take it for what it's worth. It is an ad, and ads will only show you the good stuff. I remember, God, I don't know if this was actually Nokia that did this, but they basically were showing off some company was showing off their device and showing how better their video was.
It was Nokia.
It was Nokia. And basically, yes. Nokia was showing off footage from a Red camera rather than their own device.
Yeah.
And basically, a Red camera is a super duper 4K video camera that they used to make the Hobbit movie, just to name a few things. But
it'd be like putting a GoPro on a Lamborghini and then, you know, claiming it was a Lamborghini, but saying that this came from a little Vespa.
Yeah. Something like that. You know what? Sure, let's go with that. The point is that take it for what it's worth. But having handled the a Nokia Windows phone, I have to say they were pretty good. I had a good time playing around with the camera, and from what I played around with, and granted, I was in a Windows store at the time. There isn't exactly a whole lot to take photos in there with, especially when you're tethered down to the table where you only have like 5 millimeters of swing room. God, I wish people would take a cue from Apple. But, you know, it's good stuff. But all right, let's take this. Even if the camera was much, much better, you still have the whole problem of, hey, we have no apps.
Exactly. So,
what do you guys think? I spoke a little bit too long. Was a little long in the tooth there. Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really given this a whole lot of thought.
Neither has anybody else. So don't feel bad. Joe, what do you think?
I get a kick out of all of these companies trying to be – their benchmark is the iPhone. You don't see Nokia going, oh, look, we took this up against the Samsung, or we took this up against the HTC One. You know, it's always the iPhone. The iPhone is the benchmark. And, you know,
okay. You know, that's an excellent point. That is a very excellent point. iPhone, regardless of how you look at it, you know, you think it's great, you think it's not, it's the benchmark.
You can call me an Apple fanboy, you know, if I have like a bunch of iPhones. You know, I have a Windows 8 computer. I use something because either it's the ecosystem or I'm used to it. I'm used to an iPhone. I'm also really impressed with the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have the best camera, you can have the best operating system, but if you don't have the apps to support it, why would I want to go over?
Right. I would like to take this time to hang on. Joe, keep talking. I'm going to bring something up. I should have kept my mouth shut at the. This has to be said because on Twitter we got some feedback, and I am about to bring it up. Here we go.
What is this about?
It's basically there was a gentleman on there saying he will give Tiny Shutter He will give Tiny Shutter another try, and hopefully we are off our Android hate. I don't recall the past couple episodes because I'm Polish. That's going to be a whole new set of tweets. but have we been hating on Android lately?
No. Well, at the beginning, it was iPhone. And then
An iPhone photography podcast.
Exactly.
And we have Scott Fletcher saying this.
Suck it, Android.
And we have...
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
But they're tongue-in-cheek. They're cheeky.
No, but, you know, you guys have looked at the HTC. You know, you guys have... You've ventured in. I almost went into the Windows store at Valley Fair in San Jose just the other day, but we were in a hurry, and I didn't feel like, wasting some time. But, you know, it's like you... I want to say, you know, these phones are good. They're, you know, they're great and everything. But, you know, what do we talk about when we talk about stuff on the show? We talk about applications. We don't go, oh, look what the iPhone can do with its camera. Well, that's a given. You know, it's like whenever they talk about a new iPhone that's coming out, they go, oh, what are they going to do? What's going to be so innovative? I'm like, I don't care. As long as it takes pictures and I can use the applications, I'm good. I'm good to go. Because that's where the innovation is. It's not in the cameras. It's in the apps that are being produced.
Well, it's a little bit in the cameras.
Well, you know, I wasn't impressed with the iPhone 5. When I saw the stats and everything.
Yeah.
And I went and got, you know, the iPhone 5 was coming out. I went and got the 4S.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have the faster processor. It didn't have the bigger camera, whatever. I don't care. I went for the 4S because I knew it was a good platform. It was a good phone.
Right.
So, you know, if I was all about, oh, I got to have the latest iPhone, then, yeah, I can understand that, you know, we would probably be Android haters. But, you know, they have not impressed me with their ecosystems. They don't have, you know, this ties into another article that was, you know, is it harder to make Android apps?
Damn, good segue, dude. Yeah,
you know, is it harder to make Android apps more than iPhone apps? And, you know, this article on Yahoo Finance said, the guy who wrote the article said, no, it's not harder. You know, it's not harder. And, you know, I was yelling at the screen saying, it's not harder. It's just that there's no money. Why would somebody go into making an application for a operating system that has no revenue generator?
Well, I don't know how much of that is true now. Google has been pushing their pure Android devices lately. And I'd like to see the numbers how they are now. But I will say this, and I'm just going by no source of fact whatsoever on this point. It's just sheer gut on this one. If there is revenue being generated, I think it's still quicker with the iPhone. I think you could still get better results.
Would you say
in a shorter, greater time, a shorter period of time on the iPhone?
Even with their process of, you know, all the apps have to be approved by Apple.
Yeah, like you said, it's a benchmark, and I think that's where you're going to get the. You could still make a profit on Android. Maybe that's changed. I don't know. But even if it has changed, it's time and time again, it's shown that Apple is the way to go first. And that's just the way it is right now. Will it change? Maybe. But I haven't seen it change. Any new apps that I see come on to 99% of the time come to Apple
first. Yeah.
So anyway, Matt, what do you think? Are we hating on Android too much?
No, I don't think so. Everything that we do regarding Android is tongue-in-cheek, and I think that anyone who is an Android fan probably should be happy that we even mention Android, because we could just pretend. We could pretend it doesn't exist.
That is true. You know, no, that is true, actually. We do mention, and for the love of God, we have... what is it, back in January, February, and March, we were going gaga over the HTC One. That's the right. Phone that came closest to switching us. And by us, I mean, I think
you,
Keith and myself.
Yeah, Keith and you, yeah.
We were seriously, seriously looking into this. We were champing at the bit just to get a hold of this thing.
I think in all fairness, you know, this is an iPhone photography podcast, so of course we're going to be, you know, pretty partial to the iPhone and, you know, saying good things about it. But I feel like we're pretty fair and we call things as we see it. And if there's something going on with the iPhone that is not quite up to snuff, I think we've always called that out.
Exactly.
You know, basically taken task with it. So.
Right. I mean, there's my famous review of... Siri on iPhone. Let me get an audio clip of that.
Boo! Rubbish! Boo! Rubbish!
You know, that was pretty harsh. I didn't pull any punches. What do you think, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Dylan! You son of a bitch!
He's a Windows fan anyway. So anyway.
I think we're going to be partial only because that's what we're using.
Right.
Now, if anybody wants to send us a Android device for us to review, I would love to do it because I like a good challenge. I want to see if I can get the best image I can with any device.
I actually contacted HTC One, HTC about doing just that. I wanted to, photograph an entire wedding using their iPhone. Oh yeah, their iPhone. I wanted to use their phone to photograph an entire wedding. I made a comment to them saying, "Hey, I've already done this with the iPhone. I want to do this with your phone." And they basically said,
"Crickets."
Basically crickets. I don't have that soundbite ready, so I'm not going to do it. So you know, hey, and the thing is, When I played with the HTC One, it was good, but not enough to pull me away from the ecosystem that I'm already part of. So I'm sorry, I'm sticking with the iPhone. That's just how it's going to be for a while. And just to kind of wrap things up on that, will we make fun of Android? Yes, we are an iPhone show. We will do so tongue-in-cheek, but we're not going to be mean about it. Isn't that right, Scott Fletcher?
Suck it, Android.
See, he said that kindly.
I want to say one last thing, too. I know Matt has put a lot of money. I know, Mark, you've put a lot of money into the App Store.
Yeah.
And for
I don't even want to see that total.
Yeah. For us to walk away, you know, that's, you know, it's a little difficult. If all of a sudden they had better applications and better phones and better cameras, it might be tempting to walk away and try something new. But I don't, it's not practical for us. But, you know, if somebody wants to lend us an Android and we test it out, hey, I'm all for it. And I think I can be pretty impartial when it comes to whether or not which one's better. And, you know, even if the Android is better, I don't think there would still be enough for me to pull away from the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Siska from the LensWipe, he just got a Samsung 4, Galaxy 4, whatever it's called.
Oh, he got the new one.
Yeah. That's it. he has it. I don't think he's done much with it.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. If you guys are avid Android photographers, let us know, because
exactly.
we don't know. I mean, it's just something that's not seen. Everybody that we see that takes photos, you know, at this kind of passionate level has always been iPhone. If you guys are it, let us know. And we want to know more. We want to know your experience. Heck, we'll even put you on the show. And I promise you, I'll only use this line.
Suck it, Android.
Like maybe two or three times.
Well, when Instagram came, you know, went on to the Android platform, it's still hard to know unless you put it in on the photo what it was taken with, because in all honesty, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Because a photo is a photo. If it looks good, it looks good. You know, we're about the images, and whether it's taken with an iPhone or with a DSLR or an Android, doesn't matter as long as it looks good.
And it's not Windows. I kid. All right. It really, that line should have been directed at BlackBerry. So there you go. And finally, let's just end things with you wanted to save your article for the focus points, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
All righty. So this week we have ourselves, what do you call them?
A repeat. And this is the second time that this has happened. The first time was with Bread Geek.
Bread Geek was the first one. So his throne has been dethroned?
It's just he's got a contender.
He's got to share the trophy, basically.
Yeah.
All right. So I am looking at, how do you pronounce this?
I would say Miss Chrysalis.
Chrysalis. Okay. She will be in the show notes on tinyshutter.com. But basically, the photo is this. It's a. I'm not going to even go through the list of apps she did to edit this, but it kind of has that lithographic feel to it. It's looks like a farm road with a gate on the right side, and then the path going towards the, not the middle, but probably like one of the rule of thirds there. It's going to that top line and the rule of thirds.
Yeah.
It's a great path. It's great photo. The lines in it is very compelling. It reminds me of a wedding that I photographed in Vermont, and it was in an area that's very similar to this. And it was such a great wedding. It was my first Vermont wedding up in the Burlington area, and great time, even though I got stung by a hornet. but I took a similar photo to this. The elements in the photo were the same. I mean, God, the tire track path is pretty common. But she delivers it in a way that's really, really cool. And it's just like a surreal kind of image. So everyone should check that out. She is our post pick of the week. See her photos, link to it. and you will be happy. So congratulations. You win plus one internets, and that's it. That's all we got.
That's a good prize.
That is a good prize. We got to mention this. Let's take a moment to mention our sponsor. This is the last week they are sponsoring, but Princel. Princel is the book bookmaker. I actually have a copy. I got to say that the print copy is great. One of the things I was looking for was to see if their prints were better than Mosaic. And that's a app that I've been using to print 7x7 books. And these guys can print out many different sizes. And I got, I think, the largest one just to see how the prints came out. And I got to say, the prints are good. They are very, very good. And so let me just read this. Princel turns your photos into beautiful printed books from your iPhone or iPad. Easily access your Instagram, Facebook, Flickr, and Picasa photos and make elegant photo books in minutes. And it literally took just a couple minutes. It was very easy to use. The Princel app is available on the App Store, or you can go to their website, princel.it, or very easily go to tinyshutter.com and see them on the right-hand side, click on the link, and it'll take you to their web or their app. And for developers, the Princel API and SDK brings book printing capabilities directly to your photo app. Check them out on their website or just go to tinyshutter.com and check them out. They are the nice pretzel-looking logo. Click on it and make a book. And we have a contest. We have some winners, and I will be contacting the winners this week through Instagram just to say, hey, you won, and then we will make the formal announcement next week. So I just wanted to contact the winners first, and then we will do the other light, you know, put their names in lights next week. I think that's fair enough.
Cool.
Yay! And that brings us to focus points.
Focus point.
So I will go first because I haven't done one in a couple weeks.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I just received the Kicklite from Rift Labs, and I'm still playing around with this, but I wanted to give my initial first thoughts on opening up the package and checking out the hardware. Basically, the Kicklite is just that. It's an LED light that you hold to help you take iPhone photos. And you can even use this as a carrying case. You could put your iPhone onto the back and just carry this thing with you. It's pretty portable. It's very light, very solid. And this thing is bright. This thing, I could probably shine it out the window and Joe will see this from North Carolina. You're in North Carolina, right?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Damn, it's one of the Carolinas. Anyway, it might not be as bright, but you could probably see it from there. No, this thing is awesome. You can change the tone of the light. You could go from warm tone to cool tone. You can dim it. You can brighten it. You can tan. This thing is really, really cool. And I'm still playing around with it. I have a few photos, but nothing great. The one thing I just did was download their app for the iPhone, and that lets you connect directly with Wi-Fi to the device, and basically you'll be able to like take video, say like a flickering campfire, right? You could take that and use that light source, that color tone, and use that for your light. And like when the campfire flickers, so will the light. So you could do a lot of great mimicking things. Oh, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to playing with the app. But my initial play with the device so far has been really, really cool. Again, it's really solid. Check them out. You can go to riftlabs.com and play with it. But I hope to have some more in-depth testing, but I just want to say that this thing is really cool and I love it so far.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Haven't we talked about this before?
Yes. This is when they were, what's it called? They were a Kickstarter in the past.
That's right.
That's familiar. Yeah. And
That was a while ago.
Well, I mean, as far as Kickstarter goes, they produced the device pretty quickly. They were on top of their game to have it turn out that fast. I think it was like, what, a year? Or less than a year. I'm trying to think. God, what was their Kickstarter? I'll try to find it as I talk out of my ass.
That's fine. We don't really need to know.
Oh, good. So it's really cool. I'm enjoying it. Actually, July 18th was the last day for the Kickstarter when they got funded, 2012. So it's about a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And they raised, they pledged $115,000, and they got $210,000.
Very cool.
Yes, very cool indeed. Great stuff. Check them out. And that's my pick for this week. So it's to be continued.
Cool.
Who's next?
Go ahead, Matt.
All righty. So this week I have an app called Tangent. This is an app that is by the same person that did an app I talked about a few months ago called DecoSketch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's another one. It's another app that allows you to add like all kinds of crazy like geometric shapes and patterns and whatnot to your photos. Except that this one is, in my opinion, tremendously easier to use and a lot more fun.
Nice.
They kind of go hand in hand, in my opinion, fun and easy. I probably came across this app just by going through our Tiny Shutter feed and probably saw one or two people with some cool looking pictures. And I always try to find out what apps they use. And so I heard about this app and downloaded it right away. And it really is pretty cool. There's all kinds of basically shapes, background fills. You could do all kinds of blends and colors. And there's tons of adjustability. You could adjust the colors of the shapes or the patterns. You could adjust opacity. And you could add layers. So, you know, if you add one effect, you could basically save that and then continue adding other effects, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
It's a pretty fun thing to play with. But the only thing is, like, I think you really need to either just spend a lot of time playing with it until you come up with, like, something that makes sense for the image that you're playing with, or have, like, a preconceived idea of what you want to do before you get in the app.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, if you're just adding random shapes to a picture, it doesn't really make any sense. But it's a lot easier to use than DecoSketch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot more intuitive. It's not anywhere near as complex. So if you took me up on my suggestion to try out DecoSketch and you basically threw your phone in a lake in a fit of rage, give it another try. Try out Tangent. I think you'll be a lot happier.
Nice.
Very cool.
And just to let everybody know, because I always forget to mention this in the top of the show, if you want to contribute your photos to our Instagram feed, just add the hashtag TinyShutter to your photo and share. Boom. Just that simple.
Please.
We had over 12,000. I don't think we need to beg anymore.
12,300. Jeez.
Damn. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Photos and videos. We'll take both. So, very cool. And finally, you, Joe.
All right. My focus point is about video. Earlier this year, my goal was to take more video, and I did. I went on vacation to California and visited my family. I got my annual dose of family. And one of the things that I've been meaning to do for a while, at least for the last 10 years, was to sit down with my grandmother and record her talking about her and her family. So I called her up and I said, "Grandma, I'm going to come over and I want to video you, you and me sitting down, looking through some old photo albums, and I want you to talk about the people in the photo albums." She said, "That's a great idea." She turns 90 in December. So, you know, we're getting to the point now where I have very few years left with her. So I took my iPhone, put it on a tripod, and ran a microphone and just started recording. And wherever it went, it went. And I think I got about an hour and a half's worth of video.
Wait a minute. You were able to video straight with the iPhone?
Yeah.
Damn. I never knew the time limit that you could do on that.
Well, it's only limited to the amount of space you had on your phone.
Well, so right. Yeah.
I have a 16 gig and I had about 5 gig that was free. So I had to do it in 30 minute segments.
Okay.
So the reason why I found out it was like 30 minutes is because I think I went 40 minutes the first video, and when I went to, you know, stop the record, it, you know, I pressed the button and it started recording. And I'm like, "Oh shoot. I think we just spent 40 minutes, you know, talking to ourselves."
Yeah.
And when I looked for the video, it was there. It had cut off after 35. So I only missed out on probably about 5 minutes worth. So I had to pay attention to how much time it was going to take. And then, you know, you don't just stop it and start another. I had to download it off of my phone onto the computer.
Yeah.
And then start all over. So, you know, I ran a microphone. There was a couple mistakes that I made. I wrote a little article on the Tiny Shutter about this experience. I also included photos. So go to Tiny Shutter and look for Preserving Memories, and you'll see everything that I did. You'll see the photos that I took either while we were doing it or after we were doing it to see how a little bit of my setup. But, you know, a couple mistakes I made. That was one mistake, is letting the videos, you know, letting the memory run out. The other one was with the first video, I had turned the phone off, put it on airplane mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, to kind of conserve power. Even though I had it plugged up to my laptop, but I didn't want any calls to come in and interrupt the video.
Yeah.
So I put it on airplane mode. Well, in between downloading and starting the second video, I turned it back on because I wanted to check my messages. And I forgot to turn it off. So the next two big videos, you can hear the microwave transmissions from the phone as part of the audio. So, you know, it didn't do it so much that it just killed the whole audio, but there's enough of the noise there that I kind of cringe and it's like, ah, you know, I started kicking myself. And that only happens when you have a external microphone that has a wire. So if you're recording any video without an external microphone, you're not going to pick up those microwave transmissions. So that was the only other mistake that I made.
Yeah.
And then it's usually after a project like this, you'll think back, "Oh, I should have done this or I should have done that." The next time I sit down with my grandmother, I want to make a list of all her family members and have her talk about each and every one and have some questions ready for her so that she can think about it, and then also she can, you know, give me some answers. So I thought about this, and you know, I want to encourage everybody out there to really think about it. If you have a grandparent that's still alive, you know, especially if they're getting up into their 90s, you know, she was born just before the Depression. So she grew up during the Depression. She was graduating from high school when World War II was raging. And she saw things, you know, change in her lifetime that my children will never have an experience on that. But, you know, sitting down with her and hearing her voice and having her talk about her experiences, those memories are going to go on forever to the rest of the family, and who knows how long in as many generations. Right. So, you know, I encourage everybody out there to do this. And you have the ability to do it in these little devices that we carry around on our hips. So that's my pick.
You carry yours on the hip?
I have to.
It's like those old Nokia phones in the past, right?
Oh. I work construction. I can't have them in my pockets. They would beat me up.
That's cool. I tease. Well done. So I think it's time to wrap things up. Matt, why don't you tell the world where they could find you on this awesome interwebs?
You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at mhoffmanphoto.
And you, Joe?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Mark Sadowski, I am on casualphotography.net. I have been extremely slow in updating my monologue podcast that I've been doing. So far, I'm up to one episode. Yay. That's okay. I've got some new stuff to talk about that I'll have to find the time. I have to be driving to do it, I think. So, weird. Anyway, in there I have some articles. I also have some links to my social groups, Twitter, what's that other one? The Facebook. Those are the big ones. And the Instagrams. The kids love the Instagrams, I think. That's where all the Justin Biebers are, right? Maybe.
Who?
Sure.
And, of course, you could always find us on tinyshutter.com, where we have the links to our show notes and a whole bunch of other stuff. You could contact us. You can follow us. We are on facebook.com/tinyshutter, as well as Twitter. We are at tinyshutter on Twitter. If you want to share your photos, share them on Instagram. Just use the hashtag #TinyShutter and boom, shared. That's simple. If only an Android device was that simple. Am I right?
He's on the droids you're looking for.
Okay, that's the. I'm sorry. I had to try. So that's all for this week. Join us next week where we will talk about some other fun stuff. The other thing I want to mention is that I think I mentioned this in the last episode. The Lens Wipe is turning 100 years old. And by years old, I mean we are about to have our 100th episode. We were supposed to have it last week, but we decided to wait and, you know, draw it out a little bit longer, plan on something special. And instead, what we did was we had our episode 16, the lost episode. It was quite funny. Well, to us anyway, so sorry if nobody else found it funny. But we did that, and we're not doing a recording this week for Lens Wipe. I think we're going to do it next week. Just trying to make all the stars align to make it a special episode.
When you try to get, you know, 3, 4, or 5 people together, it can be difficult.
Can be difficult. I'm also trying to see if we could get some prizes from some companies, and we can, you know, see if we can. I'm actually trying to see if Scott Fletcher will do an audio bite for the 100th episode.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But that's the plan. So check that out, thelenswipe.net, or, you know, find it on iTunes. And that's all. So thank you for listening, everybody. And we will be back next week with some more iPhone photography talk, some hijinks with Android, and We can all agree that
no Windows, no BlackBerry,
no Windows and BlackBerry. So, yeah, if you guys use that phone, you won't be listening to this podcast, first of all, and second of all, you probably wouldn't be able to contact us anyway. So,
oh,
there you go.
The views expressed on this show. No, I'm sorry.
No, right? By the way, a bit of a tangent. Yesterday, I was going crazy because AT&T was having trouble with their towers around here. So everybody with an AT&T phone had no signal for a while, and made me realize that, wow, maybe I should really have a landline for our house. Because if anything were to happen, that would be the time. So, yay.
Or an internet phone.
I could have done that, actually. Actually, I do have Google Voice, so I guess that's all right. Anyway, how's that for a tangent? All right, that's all for this week. See you guys next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week. Suck it, Android.